AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration says it's pulling about 700 immigration officers out of Minnesota immediately. Sagar Magani reports.
That's about a quarter of the total deployment for an operation that's led to weeks of tensions and deadly confrontations. Trump Border Czar Tom Homan says about 2,000 officers will stay and will only leave once local authorities and protesters work with them.
The more cooperation we get, the less rhetoric and hate we see, and the less attacks, means we can draw down even more quicker.
President Trump tells NBC News with Tom Lamas he ordered the drawdown.
Maybe we can use a little bit of a softer touch.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey both say the drawdown's a good first step, but the entire operation needs to end soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials in Georgia's Fulton County have asked a federal court to order the FBI to return ballots and other documents it seized from the 2020 election. Board of Commissioners Chairman Rob Pitts.
We were given no notice whatsoever. They showed up and took the 700 boxes that they wanted. So what they're doing with them now, we don't know. Typically, we're given copies. We don't even have copies of what they took. So it's a problem. What are they doing with them? Where are they? Who has them?
The Supreme Court's allowing California to use a new voter-approved congressional map in this year's elections that's favorable to Democrats. Iran's foreign minister has confirmed it will participate in nuclear talks with the U.S. in Oman on Friday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
If the Iranians want to meet, we're ready. They've expressed an interest in meeting and talking. If they change their mind, we're fine with that too. We'd prefer to meet and talk. I'm not sure you can reach a deal with these guys, but we're going to try to find out.
And the Washington Post has laid off a third of its staff, eliminating several foreign bureaus, its books coverage, and its sports section. This is AP News. An update on the disappearance of the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie.
A Pima County Sheriff's dispatch call regarding the search on Sunday, captured by Broadcastify, describing her as a white female, 84 years old, adding she suffers from high blood pressure, has a pacemaker, and cardiac issues.
Nancy, a white female, 84 years of age, 5'2", medium build, bright blue. Ring after 2,200 hours, positive yesterday. Nancy has high blood pressure, pacemaker, and cardiac issues.
The Pima County Sheriff says she needs life-saving medication. Meanwhile, officials are investigating ransom notes sent to some media. And a person speaking with the AP on condition of anonymity said investigators found specific evidence in her Tucson home of a nighttime kidnapping. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.